On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston shares his thoughts on why Buddha didn't have a car note and what that should mean to us.
I'm not a fan of long-term or permanent commitments. They're not good. The older I get, the more I like the idea of keeping every option open. Permanence and commitments lock you in, and rarely do you ever want to be locked into anything. Avoid permanence and commitment, I say, as best you can. It's the fluid folks that seem to have things figured out, that seem happiest. These thoughts surfaced shortly after my daughter asked my wife and my approval to get additional piercings in her already pierced ears. My reply, no. You're adding a permanent hole to your head. You've been given several natural, God-given permanent holes, and you've since added two more. Decorate those holes. That's plenty. If you decided later you didn't want additional holes, you're stuck with them. Consider doubling down on decorating the current ones. You don't need more. My very logical, sensible reply was not well received. I've advised anyone who cares to listen, and my family is seldom in that category, that with rare exception, you should avoid long-term commitments and permanence. For example, while I can appreciate the artistry and the work that goes into tattoos, they're awfully permanent. My dermatologist friend, who gets paid big bucks to remove tattoos, describes them as long-term reminders of a short-term feeling. And they aren't ever really removed. There'll always be a scar. So the reminder remains. I believe you embrace commitment and permanence around marriage, mortgages, and children. However, there are plenty of people who would disagree with these. Why own a home when you can rent and move frequently if that's what you want, some may say. There are similar arguments about marriage or even having children. Our culture, though, promotes permanence around these three things, and I tend to agree. You enter these long-term commitments with the best of intentions. There are ways out of all of them, but you willingly take these on. Avoid any others, I say. Take Jesus. He had no possessions. Other than redeeming mankind through his messages and the example of his life, he had no long-term commitments. No tattoos are referenced in the Gospels, and he was, by all accounts, pretty happy all the way up till the end. Or Buddha. He didn't have the commitment of a car note, or whatever the equivalent was 2,500 years ago, that weighed on him while teaching enlightenment. He famously said, "Craving is the source of all suffering, and it's our cravings for more, whether it's happiness or a new four-wheel drive truck, that gets us into trouble." Which leads me back to my daughter and the additional face holes she's asking for. Get them just before you die, sweetheart, so you don't have to live too long with them if you don't like them. Or, if you want them sooner, consider waiting till I die, please. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app, or find them on Facebook.